We begin the current daven sechet nesivim as daf ayin zayin. We begin 16 lines down for the top of the amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, where the Mishnah told us the halacha that amayni v'loy amaynas, and that is the converts from the nation of Ammon and Moab, those converts are forbidden forever to marry into the kehilah of the Jewish people. They have halacha like Gerim, but they can't marry a Yisraelis. However, v'loy amaynas, v'loy me'abas. However, the female converts from those nations are allowed to marry into the kehilah of the Jewish people, to marry a Jewish man. Now, that the Gemara says that kitanoi, that those two reasons which were mentioned in the previous daf, either because it's from amoini v'loy amoinis, or because of a different pasuk which was mentioned al-devar, is actually a machlekes tanoim regarding the reasoning, although that was mentioned in an incident from biblical times. And that the Gemara brings that it's actually machlekes tanoim, what is the reason that the female converts from those nations are permitted. As the Gemara says, amoini v'loy amoinis, ma'avi v'loy ma'avis, the Rebbe Yehuda says, it's based on the interpretation of, it says in the masculine, amoini and ma'avi, to tell you, however, the female converts are permitted. Shimon Omer, he says, no, it says a pasuk in Devarim, it says, why is it that these nations are not allowed forever to assimilate into the Jewish people through marriage? Because it says, al devar ashalei kidmu eschem balechem uvamayim. The reason is because they didn't come to bring you, when you needed it, bread and water. Now, that the Gemara says, and this is Reb Shimon's interpretation, as we said on the previous daf, who is it that should have came? Is the males. The women are at home. They're not. It's not appropriate for them to be coming out and bringing to this other nation, coming by them, lech b'mayim. But it's the males, it's the men that didn't bring it, and therefore it's their obligation, their liability, and therefore it's the men that are not allowed to assimilate into the Jewish people, but the females, the amoyin, some of the others, are permitted. Now, the Gemara continues with a few different agadic interpretations based on this halacha of the heter of amoinis and ma'avis to marry into the Jewish people. So Darash Rav expounds, he says, Ma'adich said, what does it mean passing to Hillam that David HaMelech says, Pitachto le'maiserai, you have opened up my maiserais. Now, maiserais are the straps which a yoke is tied on to a person. So what is it that those straps have been opened up? So I'm a devil of Na'akadosh Baruch Hu, David said in front of Hashem, Rabbi Nishalem, master of the world, Shnei Maisreis to Shehayu Olai, the two straps that were holding on the yokes on me, Pitachtem, you opened them up, meaning because you permitted the females of the nations of Ammon and Moav, and that's a reference to Rus HaMoaviyah, V'Nama HaMoinis. David HaMelech has famously is descendant from Rus, where that's one strap that was opened up that he allowed the female comrades of Moav, and also his grandchild Rechavam, who with the mother of Rechavam was Nama HaMoinis, was from the nation of Ammon, where both of these women, Rus HaMoaviyah and Nama HaMoinis, would be the beginning of the Malchus Beis David. Hashem opened up those straps by allowing the female comrades of these two nations, and that's how David was born, and that's how his grandchild Rechavam was born. Similarly, Darash Rava expounds, Ma'adich said, what's the meaning of Pasuk in Tehillim? It says, Rabbas asisa ato Hashem alakai. There's much that you have done, Hashem my God. Nevleisecha machshavasecha eleinu. Your wonders and your thoughts are upon us. Now, Eli lo inema doesn't say to me, Ella eleinu, but rather for us. That's because it's a reference to himself and to his grandchild, Rechavim, that Hashem was thinking about. Malamed, shayi Rechavim yesha b'cheke shodobah. This teaches when he says to us, who's us? That Rechavim, his grandchild, was sitting on David, his grandfather's lap. And Amaloi, David said to him, Alive Olecha Nemesh Nimekrais Alalu, for on me and on you were said these two psukim, meaning that the Nekevis, the females, were permitted, Amayni v'lay amaynis, ma'avi v'lay ma'avis. Similarly, Darash Ravi said, Ma'idah, so what does it mean the pasuk in Tehillim over there in that same parak? Says David HaMelech says, Azamarti, then I said, Hinei basi b'megillah sefer, behold, I have come, in the scroll of the book, Kosovlai, it's written on me. So the Gemara answers, Amar David, David said, Ani Amarti, I said at the time when I was anointed to become king, that Ata Basi, that now it is that I have come to have Gedula greatness, and it was just now that it was destined, and it was inscribed that I should be great. But Veloyadati, but I didn't know, Shebe Megillah Sefer Kosovlai, that it was already written upon me, already from the days of Avram Avinu, that in the Torah it was already written that there's going to be someone like me that's going to become the king of the Jewish people. As the Gemara explains, Hasam Ksib, there in Sefer Bereshit it says, and this in Bereshit's your test has Vav, that talks about Vayitzu HaMalochim Meloit Lemer, that the Malochim were quick and hasty to light, saying, Kum Kach Es Ishlach, go ahead, take your wife, Veshtei B'nei Secha, and your two daughters, Hanim Tzo'is, that are found over here. This was when they were helping him escape from Sodom. Now, the reference of the daughters, Hanim Tzo'is, one of the daughters would have the child of Ammon, and one of them would have the child of Moav. Now, Hachik Siv, it says over here in Tehillim, Matzasi David Avdi, I have found David my servant, B'shem and Kutch Meshachtim, with my holy oil I have anointed him. So we see that the term Matzasi is also Hanim Tzais, and therefore we see that David's finding is not just now that he has been anointed for greatness, it was already Hanim Tzais, it was already from the time of when Hashem saved Lot to have his daughter have a child, Mayav, and that's how David HaMelech was going to become king, because of having that daughter to have Rus coming from the Moavis, then becoming and creating David HaMelech. And that was already in Hashem's plan already back then, not just now, as David had assumed, that Atabasi. Now returning to these halachas, the Gemara says, Amar Ula Amar B'yechna, Bas Ger Amoni, the daughter of a person from Amon that converts. Now as we said in our Mishnah, that Amon, a male that converts from Amon, his child, his grandchild, forever, those Ben Achar Ben, the sons, will always be considered someone that's forbidden to marry to the kill of the Jewish people. Now, however, the females of these people, if a woman from the nation of Ammon converts, she's permitted to go ahead and marry into the Jewish people. Now, the Gemara's assumption right now is that we're talking about a case that an Ammoni was married to an Ammonis, they both converted, and now she conceived and gave birth when they already were Jewish. Now that, Rabbi Yechanan says, Kesher l'kohuna. So such a daughter is going to be a valid, totally Jewish woman, and she's even kosher for kohuna. Now on that, Amalei Rava bar Ula l'Ula. So his son, Rava the son of Ula, said to Ula, who was saying over this halacha, and Rabbi Yechanan says, come on. According to whose opinion was Rabbi Yechanan saying this halacha? And that is Ikreb Yehuda, as the Gemara brings, but Ha'amar, but he says elsewhere, Bas ger zachar kabas chal zachar, that the daughter of any male ger is like the daughter of a male chalal. Now chalal is someone that's pasul for kahuna, and his daughter also becomes psul kahuna, as the Gemara tells us in Perek Asar Yuchsin. And that the same, this machlekes that we're mentioning over here of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is also mentioned over there in Perek Asar Yuchsin. So according to him, you definitely cannot say that, because forget about ger amayni, who they're not allowed into the Jewish people, even any regular ger from any nation in the world, his daughter will have halacha, like just like a ger is not a full-fledged Yisrael in that sense that wasn't born like that. So chalal is also going to be the equivalent of a ger, and just like the chalal's child will be psul lakuna, so to any ger's child is going to be psul lakuna. Now, if you're going to say, so it's like Rabbi Yosi who argues in Rabbi Yehuda, well then pshita, it's pretty obvious that the child will be ksher lakuna, because Amar, he says, and an argument of Rabbi Yehuda, that Av Ger Shanasa Geiris, even if both parents were not full-fledged born Jews, even if they both converted, Bita Ksher Laguna, the daughter is Kasha for Guna. So what's the Chiddush in this case? When you have an Amayni that married Amaynis, that both of them converted, and the daughter was conceived by Kedusha, then of course there is going to be Kasha Laguna. Now, Bechitim, if you're going to say that, let's say it's going according to Rabbi Yosi, but still we needed to say the Chiddush in this case, because we would have thought maybe it's different than a regular ger shenasa geiris, that the daughter is kash lekuna. Because maybe, b'hanach deruyin lova b'kol, maybe Rabbi Yosi only says halacha, by gerim, that they're allowed to marry to the Jewish people. Not every ger has to wait a certain time where it's forbidden forever. Now, maybe those daughters are kash lekuna. Aval hai, but regarding this case where the father is namayni, de'ein roi lova b'kol loy, where the father is not allowed to marry to the Jewish people, he can never marry a regular Jewish woman. Maybe then we didn't say this halacha that his daughter is going to be kash laguna, and that's why we need Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, even Rabbi Yosef's opinion, to tell you that it's kash laguna. Now that the Gemara has a problem with that, because minole, from where would we entertain such a thought to say because the father is not roy love bakal, which is the case by Amoni, that his daughter should be possible more than any other gerim, since that shouldn't be the case, because the females of the nation of Ammon, which is what this daughter is, are k'sher love b'kahal. So why would we think to say, because the father is namayni, who he cannot marry in, therefore his daughter also cannot, and that's why we needed Rabbi Yechad to teach, that it's no different than any other gerim, like the opinion of Rabbi Yisi. So the Gemara says, what, where would we entertain this from? Because the Yalef Mikoyen Gadol Ba'almana, we would learn it from a Kohen Gadol who marries an Almana, and that is since he's not allowed to marry a widow, and therefore there we see that his daughter becomes a Chalala and is Pasul Kohanu. So too we would say the same thing over here, where since the father is Asalava Bakal, so to the child, the daughter would be also Pasul Kohanu. That the Gemara says, how can you say that? There, correct that one of them is forbidden, but it's that when the Kohen Gadol marries that Almana, that's a forbidden union. So yes, then the child is going to be created, will be someone invalid for Kohuna. But how can you say that by a Moini that marries an Amoinis, where there's no prohibition of that union together? So therefore, why would we entertain to say that the child will be Psul Kohuna? Who cares that the father is not money that he can marry other Jewish women? But his union is not like the Amalek Kohen Gadol, which is forbidden. Here it's permitted, and therefore the child should be kosher. So that the Gemara says, but Chalal, a male Chal, he would be Yechiach, he would disprove that element that you're trying to say is different by Amalek Kohen Gadol than by what we're trying to learn over here by the Bas Amaini. Because we find over there, by a Chal, a male Chal, who let's say he was born from a forbidden union. So, and with regarding a Kohuna. But he's permitted to marry a Bas Yisrael, and when he cohabits with that Bas Yisrael, there's no Avera, and yet his daughter is Pasul Kohuna. So don't tell me that you can't, that we wouldn't think to learn out, and that's why we need a Birchin Zalocha, of Bas Amini from Kongo Lamono, they're just like over there, one parent is forbidden. So then the child is also. And therefore, we would have thought to say the same thing by a Moini, that since one parent's forbidden, the child's also. Say, no. There's a Biasura. And that thing, Mara says, who cares? We have Chal to Abbas Yisrael, that there's no Biasura. You see, that's not the defining variable. And yet still the child's going to be a Chal. But then the Gemara says, wait, but how can you learn them from Chal? Ma'ala Chalal, Shekin Yitzirasei Ba'aveiro. We're there, the whole formation of the father, of the Chal himself, is in sin. In other words, the Chal himself was obviously from a case, let's say by a Mon Lekohen Gadol, where the child is a boy, the boy becomes a Chal, where his parents sinned. But how can you compare that to Namoini, where you're trying to say that, yes, he's Pasul, but his formation wasn't not there. There's no sin by a nation that created a child. So that the Gemara says, okay, you're right, but Kohen Gadol Yechiach. Then we'd go back to Kohen Gadol, and that would disprove that that should be a defining variable, because the father, the Kohen Gadol, or the mother, the widow, their formation wasn't in Naver, they weren't created in sin, and yet his daughter from the Almana is going to be apostle. And therefore what essentially happens is V'chazra Din, that this halacha goes back and forth, and we say, Leirize Karize. The variable over here is not the same as over here, but Leirize Karize Azeh, and the variable here is not the same variable. In other words, we want to get, what is the common denominator of all these halachas that creates a child of Chal? And that is, yes, we're trying to say that the Bas Amini is going to be kosher. And the Gemara asked, of course it's kosher. Why would you think not? So the Gemara says, because we learn that from Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. And the Gemara says, wait a second. You can't learn that from there where the child's a Chalala to over here, that the daughter would be Psul Kohuna, because there's something different about it. And the Gemara says, yeah, but that different obviously is not the defining characteristic, because I'll bring you another case which doesn't have that, and yet the child is. But the Gemara says, but that case has something different. Yeah, but the other one doesn't. And therefore, what the Gemara ends up saying is, fine, but so each one is different, but the other one doesn't have it, and yet the child's still going to be Psul Kohuna. So that obviously cannot be the defining characteristic. But Hatzara Shava Shebehen, but the common denominator of all them is, She'enoi B'Rev Kohol, that they're not permitted in, they're not like, when we say not like Rev Kohol, as Rashi explains, they're not like the majority of the Jewish people, because there is somewhat a deficiency in all these cases. A Kohen Gadol with Almana, his bia was an avera. The chalal, his own formation was an avera, because his father, the kohen, married someone forbidden. And the amoini is also something forbidden. There's also somewhat of a, not like being like everybody else, because the amoini himself is pasul of a bakal. And therefore, just like we see by a malakah and gadol, and a chal tabas yisrael, that there's something deficient about them, ubita basula, and the daughter is pasul. Afkan, so to over here, by the Amaini, the father, Shein a brave call, where there's also some type of deficiency that the father can't marry into the keel of the Jewish people, Ubito Bisula, and therefore we'll say that the daughter will be Pasul, and that is why we would have thought to say, as we just said from that comparison, that the Bita would be Pasul, and that's why we needed Allah Rabbi Yechanan to say that no, it's no different, like Rabbi Yechanan's halacha from any Gerish or Nasa Gerish, that the Bita is Ksher Likuna. Now, that the Gemara asked, Still, Malat Sara Shavisha Behen, how could you learn that even from the common denominator? Shekin Yesh Ben Sara Vera, there's still an element of sin in both cases that you're trying to learn from. By the Bas Kohen Gadol, her formation wasn't sin, because the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry Amana. And the daughter of Achal, the formation of her father wasn't sin. But by the case of the Amoinis, the Bas Amoini, where there was no sin over here, not in her formation, not in her father's formation, therefore it's obvious that she would be kosher. And we're back to the question, why do we need Rabbi Yochanan's halacha? So the Gemara says, yes, obviously the case cannot be told as the Gemara had assumed that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to a Bas Ger Amoini that married a Ger Amoinis. Rather, Dilma, what we have to say is, Ba'amoini Shenosa Bas Yisrael Kamer. Must be that you're talking about a case, and this was what he was questioning, by a Amoini that married a regular Jewish woman. Now, the chiddush of that would be, Avagav de Biyas Ba'avera, even though that cohabitation isn't sin, Amoini is not allowed to marry, he's not allowed to come to call and not marry a Jewish woman, and yet he did, even though there was sin over there, Bitek Sheira, and that you're saying that the daughter would be kosher. Amalei, that's what Ula answered his son, in yes. As the Gemara will explain in Amud Beis, why would that be? As it shouldn't be any different than Amalei Kohen Gadol, where there's a Bia Ba'avera and the child's a Chalala. Here, the halacha would be that actually the Vlad would be Kshera. For Kuhuna, the Chiyasa Ravin, Amar and the Girsa takes it to Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravin came, he said that Bas Ger Amoini, which was the case we're discussing, or Bas Mitzri Sheini, which if either one of these men married a Bas Yisrael, which obviously there be is Ba'avera, because a Mitzri before the third generation and a Amoini for infinity is forbidden to marry a Jewish woman, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kshei Rabbi Yochanan says the child will be Kashal Lekuhuna. And Rish Lakish Amar Psula, and Rish Lakish says the child will be Pasal. Now, Rish Lakish Amar Psula, he says Pasal, because the Yalef Lamekan Gal Ba'amana, because as we said before, where if there's a Bia Ba'avera, the child is going to be a Chalala, Pasal Lekuhuna. So too, for the case of a Amoini, or a Bas, or Mitzri Sheni, that marry a Bas Yisrael, the child's going to be a Chalala. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kshei, Rabbi Yochanan says whether the child's going to be Kasher. As the Gemara continues on the Beis, actually, this is inferred from a different halacha that Rabbi Yochanan, from a different statement Rabbi Yochanan said. Where obviously, from there, we could see that he held that the child's going to be kosher because of the following discussion. The Tanya Rabbi Zakkai Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zakkai taught the following halacha in front of Rabbi Yochanan, which is based on the pasuk of Yikra. Pasuk says, "Ki im besula me'am of Yikachish, the Kohen Gadol can only marry a virgin from his nation. That is who he takes for a wife." Now, that Reb Zakeh brought from the following halacha that Lehevi Giyuris Mikana. The pasuk comes to include also a Giyuris from her base. In other words, from the words Mi'amov, it's a singularity of what nation they come from. Meaning, if the father and mother come from one nation and then they convert and her birth is Bikadusha, Shekshir Lakuna, such a daughter is going to be kosher to marry a Kayan, even a Kayan Gadol. Now, what we see from there is, but that would exclude a Ger Amoini that married a Bas Yisrael, where that's not Mikana, because they're not from the same nation. One's from converted from a different nation, a Ger, and the other one's a Bas Yisrael. And since there's an Avera in their Bia, therefore then the Bita would be Psula. That's what Reb Zakkai said in front of Reb Yechna. V'amalei, and Reb Yechna responded to him, Ani Shaina Amov Mi Amov. I learned the Pasuk differently than the way you just said it. I learned that it didn't say Amov, it said Me Amov. Now, it could have said Besulav Amov Yikach, but it said Me Amov, which sounds like even from part of the nation, and that there's another nation, which is Lehevi Besula Haba Mebez Amov. That comes to include a Besula even coming from two different nations. And therefore, Va'at Amit Giyaris Mikana Besula, and you're saying from this Pasuk, all you see is a Giyaris that comes from one nation and nothing more? As the Gemara explains, Mai Shnei Amin. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean when he responded to Reb Zakkai that the halacha would allow a Kohen Gadol to marry even a woman that's from two different nations? Ilema Amoinish and Nos Amoinis, if you say it refers to a male Amoin that converted and a female Amoinis that converted. Umay Mishnei Amin, what would it mean from two different nations? Because the Schar Masurin and the Kev is Mutaris, because essentially they're like two different people. Two different nations, because the Amoin converts, the males, are forbidden forever to marry to the Jewish people. The females are permitted. So then you'd say that, like, it's two different nations. Now, if that's what Rabbi Yochanan would be telling Rabbi Zakkai, well then, Hai Negiris Mikana, that's essentially the same halacha Rabbi Zakkai had told him, which the Gegir is from her base, meaning that they're both the father and the mother are from the same people, they converted together, that the child's going to be kosher. Well then, what would Rabbi Yochanan be arguing by saying Shnei Amin? Fine, it's a different way of saying the same halacha. Elaba Amoini Shenosa Bas Yisrael must be, Rabbi Yochanan was referring to Amoini, the married of Bas Yisrael. And this is where we see Rabbi Yochanan arguing under Shlokish that he says the child's going to be kosher. And yes, he argues under Shlokish and he says that it's different than Amalekah and Gadol. Although Amalekah and Gadol, where the bi is asur, the child, the daughter is Chalala and Psula Lekohuna. Here, by Amoini Shenosa Bas Yisrael, although that's Bia Ba'avera, the child is going to be Ksheira, and he learns that from Amov Me Amov, where it says from, even if it's not both from the same nation. How is that so? Meaning when it's a Bas Amoini that married Zamoini that Nosa Bas Yisrael, where the daughter is going to be Ksheira Lekuna, as the Pasuk tells us, that Yikachisha, the Kohen Gadol, is allowed to marry such a woman. Now, Ve'ikadami, there are those that say that actually explicitly, it's not like an inference the way the Gemara had said it, Rabbi Yochanan answered him this terse type of response, and we understood what he's saying, but that he actually said explicitly to Rabbi Zakkai this halacha. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, he says, Ani shayna amav me amav. I learned that it could have said amav, it didn't, it said me amav, from. Lehevi besula habo mishne amen, comes to include a besula that comes from two different people, meaning from Yisraelis and a ger. Now that ger himself is me am shayish mishne amen. He himself is from a nation that has two nations, which that's the Amoinim, because Amoinim, as the Gemara has said before in its Havamina, is actually two different people, because the Zcharim are Asurim and the Kevas Amataris. And so therefore, I say that you even learn from there, when the Ger Amoini marries a Bas Yisraelis, the daughter's going to be Kasher. That I'm a Geris Mekana Basuloi, and you're saying only a Geris that comes from both parents being Amma from the same nation, and that's it, no more, and it wouldn't be allowed in this case. But I say no, because the extra mem tells you, even if the father is Amoini who married Bas Yisrael, the daughter's going to be Ksheira Lekuna. However, the Gemara asks, Ulahach Leshna, according to the second version, where the interpretation of Me Amov was different than the first interpretation. The first interpretation had it that Me Amov is from any two nations, meaning any convert from any nation. Could be Amoin, Mitzri, and the other nation is Bas Yisrael. So that's one interpretation. The second interpretation said that no, it's explicitly for regarding that the Bas Amoini and the Bas, and together with the Israelis, is going to be kosher, because he said that what's the Am Sheyesh Boishnei Amin, that's a reference to Amoin, that the males are Aser and the Nekevers are Mutaris. So according to the second version, Bas Mitzri Sheni, a daughter of a second generation Mitzri convert that married a Yisraelis, which that bia, that union is forbidden, the ksheru lekohuna minole. We would, Rabbi Yochanan, know that that case would also be considered kosher, because we don't have a source for that. According to the first interpretation, yes, any nation, Amon, which we spoke about, Mitzri, would be the same thing, who is forbidden, who goes to a basis, to a Yisraelis, that the union would be me'amav, shne'am, and that's okay. But the second interpretation said, what's the Shnei Amin? It's in Amin itself, there's Shnei Amin. So there we see a source that's considered Me'amav. That's Kasher, his daughter, for a Kohen. But how do you know the same would be for Abbas Mitzri Sheni? Now the Gemara says, and V'chitim in the Yalav Me'amayni Shenos Abbas Yisrael, if you're going to learn it from this case that we just learned it from Me'amayni that marries Abbas Yisrael, where the B is Ba'vera, yet such a convert's daughter will be Kasher Lekuna, so too the Bas Mitzri Sheini, that this B.S. Bavir, the door is going to be Kosh Laguna. But now the Gemara says, Mala Amoini Shenosa Bas Yisrael, how can you compare that? Because by the case of Amoini that marries Bas Yisrael, where the people of Amoin have a certain leniency, and maybe that's where the door is Kosh Laguna, Shekein the Kevois, because the females, the Amoinis, Mutarois, they are permitted right away to marry to the Jewish people. How could you compare that to Mitzri Sheini, where the Torah was more stringent on some level to the Egyptians, where their females are the same as their males, which they're forbidden until the third generation? So maybe only this leniency was said for Amoinis, the Bas of Amoin, and not for Bas Mitzri Sheni. Now the Gemara says, no, that can't be the reason why we were lenient, because Mitzri Sheni, Shenosa Mitzri Shni Yechiach, because you have a case of where you have a second generation male Egyptian convert, and second generation female Egyptian convert, where their daughter is going to be kosher, because she's going to be considered a third generation. Now, although there is a tzad chomer, there's an element of stringency, as we said, where the females are aser up until the third generation, and yet in spite of that, stringency, the daughter is going to be kosher, and therefore I would say the same thing over here also. By a bas mitzri with the Yisraelis, since essentially it's going to be like a shlishis, which is what the case is when the mother is Yisraelis, so it should be k'sher l'kohanim, because we see the fact that it's aser for shlish dayaris is not a reason to say that the daughter is going to be pasul, because when you have it, they're both second generation, the daughter will be kosher. On that, the Gemara says, however, mala mitzri sheni, shenasa mitzri sheni, how could you learn out from there? Shekane imbias about there, where there's no sin. A second generation Egyptian is allowed to marry a second generation Egyptian, and therefore there maybe the daughter is going to be kosher l'kohanim. But how can you compare it to a bas mitzusheni shenasa Yisraelis, where there's avera, because he can't marry into the Jewish people yet, being a second generation? And that the Gemara says, amayin shenasa bas Yisrael yichich, that will go back and prove that that cannot be the defining characteristic, because you have amayin that married a bas Yisrael, where the bia is ba'avera, and yet the daughter is kosher l'kohanim, and therefore v'chazra den v'chula, we go back and forth, and the common denominator of both of them is that they're not bereiv kol, that they're not allowed to marry into the Jewish people, both the daughter of an Amoini who is marrying in sin Yisraelis, so too for Bas Mitzri Sheni. And yet the Bita is Ksher, and therefore we'll say the same thing also by Bas Mitzri Sheni, Shanasa Yisraelis, that the Bita will be Ksher, and therefore even according to the second version of Rabbi Yechanan's response to Rabbi Zakkai, we'll have a source for the halacha that for Mitzri Sheni also, that his daughter is Ksher Lekuna. Now Amr Rabbi Yisrael, he says, Haine de Shemane le Rabbi Yehuda, this is what I have heard from Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Amav Me'amav, he said, look, it doesn't end the pasuk Amav, it says Me'amav, v'lo yidan ma'kama, I didn't know what he was talking about, what exposition was he making from the extra mem. But now that I heard this halacha, I know that he was coming to say that a bas Amoini, that married a bas Yisrael, is going to be k'sher l'kuhuna. That's what we see from Me'amav, even if it's not both from the same people, even if he goes and marries a Yisraelis, which is a bias b'avera, the daughter will be k'sher l'kuhuna. Now, however, ki asr Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Hochi Tana, this is what Reb Zakkai had taught Kamei in front of Rabbi Yechanan. And then he goes through Rabbi Yechanan's response, ending up with the same halacha, just a different way how he's formatting this conversation with Rabbi Zakkai and Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Zakkai said as follows. He said, Isha minus Kshera, which the Gemara will explain the whole statement of Rabbi Zakkai and Rabbi Yechanan had responded to him. So he said that a woman from Amoinus is going to be Kshera, however, her daughter, her son from an Amoini is going to be invalid. However, her daughter from the Amoini is going to be kosher. Now, that Reb Zakkai qualified b'madvamurim. When did we say this? By when the male and female Amoinim had converted. But if her daughter was from Amoini, then she's going to be pasul. Not like he just said that the daughter is going to be kosher. That was what Reb Zakkai had said over this halacha in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Now, Amalei, so Rabbi Yechanan said to him, Puk Tani Lavro, go out and teach your statement outside. It's incorrect. Now, he explained. He says, my da'amah, this that you start off by saying, Isha Amoinis K'sheira, that the woman that's a female convert from the people of Amoinis, that she's K'sheira L'kal, that you're right, you were correct. And that's as we had said before, because the pasuk says in the masculine, excluding the feminine. And then you're right that that's a correct statement. Also, the second statement you said is also correct. When you said, her son from the Amoini is going to be pasul, because the Amoini, he's ultimately an Amoini, as we said in our Mishnah, that ben achar ben, child paternally, child after child, is going to be pasul. So yes, her son from him, he's considered an Amoini, will be pasul oilam. However, your next statement you said, Obita Amoini Kshera, her daughter from the Amoini is going to be kosher. Now, Lamai, what did you mean when you said Kshera? Ilema Lovi Bekal, if you meant to say that her daughter is going to be kosher to marry into the Jewish people, I don't understand. Hash de Ima, if regarding her mother, who is not born Bekadusha, didn't have a Jewish mother, here the parents are Jewish because they converted. The mother who was not born Bekadusha, you said Kshera, she's kosher because even though she's converting first generation, but Amoinis are permitted right away. So regarding her daughter who's born B'Kedusha, where her mother is already Jewish, Mibai, would you entertain to say that it would be possible? What do you have to say is Kshera? Ela L'kuhuna, must be what you were saying is that the daughter that she has from the Amoini is going to be kosher even to marry into the Kuhuna. Now, but then you went and you said, you qualified as follows. You said, When did we say this? When the father and the mother from this nation of Ammon, they converted, and then they gave birth to this daughter, where her formation was not in sin, because their parents are allowed to marry each other, and she's what's called Gieris Mikana, where she's a daughter from the parents of the same nation, they're converted. Now, Avobita Ma'amayni Psula, but you said, but her daughter from Ma'amayni is going to be Pasul Lekuna. Now, my Bita Ma'amayni, what do you mean by Bita Ma'amayni? In other words, you just said that her daughter from Ma'amayni is going to be Kasher. But then you say, oh, that's only when I'm a Megayer. But in the Bita Ma'amayni is going to be Pasul. What does that mean? Elam, if you mean to say that it's the daughter of an Ma'amayni Shenosa Ma'amaynis, that it's Ma'amayni that married Ma'amaynis, well, Haini Geris Mikano. You just said before, that's the daughter, that's a convert from when she's from her base, we're both parents of the same nation, and you just said they're kosher. Bita Ma'amayni Kshera. Ella, rather, must be, what do you mean to say in your sefer that you're saying that then the daughter will be pasul? Must be talking about a case of Ma'amayni Shenosa Bas Yisrael. When Ma'amayni, when we're saying Bita Ma'amayni is going to be pasul, you must have been saying that when the Ma'amayni convert married a regular Bas Yisrael, then the daughter is going to be pasul because that's a Bia Ba'avera, that's a forbidden union. Now, that is what Rabbi Yechon said to him, Amalei Puk Toni Levro, go out and teach your halacha outside. That's incorrect, because actually that case would even be kosher also, as we said before, because I learn, Rabbi Yechon says, it doesn't say Amav, it says Me Amav, which comes to tell us that a Bas Ger Amayni from a Yisraelis is going to be kosher. And again, that's the same halacha, just in a different version of how it was said, the name what Reb Zakeh was teaching him, and that Reb Yechon responded that it's incorrect, it's not just Geris Mikana, it's even if it was Bia Psula. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Mitzri va'adoimi ein nasurin v'chulu. This takes us back to the Mishnah on the previous staff, which had the following conversation. The Mishnah told us that the Chacham, the Tanakhama, said, Mitzri va'adoimi ein nasurin, that they're not forbidden. An Egyptian or an Edomite that converts, they're only forbidden for the first two generations. Once it reaches the third generation, then they're going to be permitted to marry to the Kehilat Jewish people. And that's Echad Zachar Mechad Nekevus applies to both the males and the females, which they're forbidden for the first few generations and then permitted. Reb Shimon Matar Nekevus Miyad. Reb Shimon said no, the females are permitted right away. And Reb Shimon says Kavu Chaymer. Says, if regarding the people, the nations, where the males are forbidden for eternity, which are the Amoin, the Amme Avi, yet Hitras and the Kavis Miyad, yet, as we darshan before, the females are permitted right away, they convert. If so, Mokam Shle Asa Zachar, Ilach Shle Shadaris, so in a place for a people where the males were only forbidden only for three generations, which is the case by the Mitzvah and Adami, isn't the Kavochemi that the females should be permitted right away? If males, nation that they're forbidden forever, the females are permitted right away. So where it's only for a few generations, for sure they should be permitted right away. So the Chum responded to Reb Shimon. They said, look, im halacha, if this is a tradition you have from your teachers, so the Kabbalah will accept. But the imladin, if you're coming from logic, from a Kavochemi, yes, tshuva, there are responses to what your Kavochemi is saying. That's not a clear Kavochemi. So Reb Shimon responds to him, says, Loi, no. Key, that even if I were coming from my own logic, truth is I would be able to rebut your responses to my Kavochema. But halacha, anyway, be that as it may, I'm telling you a tradition I have from my teachers, and therefore accept what I'm telling you that regarding the Mitzri, and the Daimi, the Nekevis, Amutar, right away. That was the discussion we had in our Mishnah. On that, the Gemara brings my tshuva. So what was this response that the Rabbanan said, oh, you're coming from a Kavochema? Oh, it's not so obvious the way you're making it sound like, and we could refute your logic. What refutation were they referring to? So Rabbi Baruchana, Rabbi Yechonon says, Mishum de'ikul meima arayas yechichu. Because they could have said that we could disprove your Kavochema from illicit relations. Shalai asa behen elat shalai shadayris, with the isser of arayas, we find in certain cases that they're only forbidden up until three generations. For example, someone's child, which is forbidden. That goes even to his grandchild. For example, his granddaughter, his daughter's daughter is forbidden, where that's considered three generations because we're including the man, the father, the man himself, which that goes up to three generations. Beyond that, it would only be rabbinic. Echad zecharim ve'echad nekeves, and yet that's both for female and for male, meaning same halacha applies to bas bitoy as it is by bas benoy. Therefore, we see it goes up until three generations, and yet still the females are forbidden. So therefore, we could say the same thing by the mitzvah nadayim, that although it's only up until three generations, the females would also be forbidden. Now that, the Gemara says, how could you compare it to arayis? Mal arayis shekein karis. What do you mean? Arayis are punishments that one gets a punishment of karis if they violate arayis. But how could you compare that to mitzvah nadayim, where that's only a positive commandment? As the pasuk says, Dersh Lisha Yavalehem, the third generation of these converts can marry to the Jewish people, which the inference is, but not the first and second generation. And that's what's called a lav habo machlala say, that if the negative prohibition is only inferred from a positive statement in the Torah, it only has the authority of a positive commandment. Therefore, over there, who said we would say that the males would be the same as the females? Yes, by something of karas, even though it's only for a few generations, then the females would be the same as the male. But who said the same would apply to mitzvah nadayim? And that the Gemara says, Mamzer Yichiach. Mamzer would disprove that question. Because by Mamzer, there's no chorus when there's a bia with a Mamzer. And yet still, we made that the same thing is by the male and the female, because Mamzeris and Mamzer are both equally forbidden in the Torah. And therefore we see that it doesn't make a difference regarding this element of chorus or not. We see that even something that's non-chorus will be both for male and for female. But that the Gemara says, but wait a second. Mal Mamzer shekein in a row lo v'bukala oilam. How could you learn out to say, as the Rabbanon want to refute Reb Shimon's logic, to say that it's going to be also for the females from Mamzer, but Mamzer is something that's forbidden for eternity. Maybe over there we'll say that the females are going to be the same as the male. But by a mitzri and a daimer, where they're not forbidden forever, who said that we could learn it from Mamzer to say that it would be for females as males? That the Gemara says, arise, yechichu. As we explained the logic before of how these limudim are, that we have to define and refine what the important variables are. If we find the same halacha by somewhere else that doesn't have that variable, then obviously that's not a defining characteristic. And we find by arise, which these women are permitted to the majority of the Jewish people, except for their relatives, who they're forbidden, and therefore we see that's not an eternal isser, and it's not even for everybody, and yet still we see that the nekeves are going to be asr. And therefore, v'chazra din, we go back and forth with the logic. Lay rizeh krizeh, v'lay rizeh krizeh. So each one doesn't have something that the other one have, and therefore that cannot be the defining characteristic. Hatzad ha-shava shebehen, well, what is the common denominator? Shasurim, that they're forbidden, both by mamzer and by arayis. And v'echad zecham v'echad nekeves applies to both male and female. So hafan ne'evi, mitzvah yamitzvah, sheyu asurim, so to all apply to the Egyptians, and the female ones, she assumed that they should be asr, echad zecharim, echad nekeves, whether male or female. And therefore, the same thing should apply up until three generations, and therefore that refutes Reb Shimon's logic. Now the question of this is, but still, malat tzad ha-shavash ben, even the common denominator, shekin yesh behen tzad karis, there is an element of karis, and the reason is because even by mamzer, even though there's no karis when one has a union with a mamzer mamzeris, but there was karis in the formation of the mamzer mamzeris. And the reason is because the illegitimate child was only created by a woman that was forbidden on the punishment of karis to his father. So, yes, there is an element of karis there, and therefore, who said you can compare it to mitzri and adami, where there is never any element of karis over there to say the same thing would apply to females too? After that, the Gemara responds, Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, that they said yes, tshuva, that there is a response. What is it that they're asking from Shimon if we see that you can't learn that out from elsewhere? Can't learn it from Arayis. The Gemara says, Michalol dechiva asei, that they would learn it from the case of a cholol, which is a derivative from a violation of a positive commandment. For example, if a kohen gadol marries a woman that was violated or that was seduced, where there's only a positive commandment forbidding him from marrying such a woman, which is the pasuk Besula Me'am of Yikach, that she has to be Besula and not a Be'ula who once had cohabitation. Now, as Rashi explains, there would only be a violation of a positive commandment, not a negative of, let's say, a Zayna, because there's nobody that holds that a Bia of a single woman makes an element of his nus, besides Rabbi Elazar, who the halacha does of Malakim, as the Gemara says, and of Samach Alvin Beis. So that would be Ukrib Elazar ben Yaakov, who he says over there in the Gemara that the child, only from a positive command, for example, a Kohen Gadol to a Be'ula, where there's only Chiv Aseh, his opinion says that the child is going to be a Chal. Now, as Rashi formats now, what the Rabbanan's response would be to Reb Shimon was as follows. Now, their original response is, you're trying to say that something just for a few generations, the females cannot be forbidden, as you're saying, by the halacha of Amoyni and Mayavi. It's not true. Arias will disprove that, where it's only for a few generations, and the females and the males are both forbidden. Now, the rebuttal to that was, but wait a second, how can you learn from Arias, where there's Karas, who said you'll say the same thing by the halacha of Mitzri and Adoimi? And that is what the response is, as the Gemara has explained now, is that a halal from a chiva say will disprove that, where there's no karas, and yet the child will be a halal or halal, whether it's female or male. Now, the response from that will be, wait a second, how could you learn from halal where there's a iser happening over here that's creating the child that's a halal, and that's why, meaning there is some sin over here in the idea of a halal, now, because that only become a halal through a sin. Now, that's why you made the females like the males, and that would say that no, Arias would disprove that, where those parents, their formation was not in sin, and yet still we see that the granddaughter, whether it's his daughter's daughter, is the same as his son's daughter, that we apply to both male and female. And therefore, that's the response in saying that we could learn now from Arias, because the fact that you're asking Makaris is not a disprovement, because you can see from Chivasei, where there it's not Karis, and yet still the halacha would apply to female too. And yet over there, although there's an element of sin in the fact that there's a chal, well, that the parent was a chal, but yet over here by the rise, where the parent is not. And therefore we see that the halacha will still apply, and therefore we see that you could say that it's going to be male and female, even for just a few generations. So that the Gemara asks, and then the my loy keys, that what was in our Mishnah that Reb Shimon said, that no, it's not true, I have a response to your rebuttal, what would that be? That the Gemara says, this is what he said to them. Lididi, according to my reasoning, I don't even hold a Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. In other words, he doesn't hold that a chol could be from chivase. And therefore, there's no way to learn that from Arias, because the only way of saying that the variable is not because of karis would be from chol to chivase. And he doesn't hold, as we said, it can't be from mamzer either. Now, although one would try to say then, but you could learn from chol of chivalavin, that wouldn't be a question either, because there you could say, wait a second, malahanach shekain lav. For example, if let's say a grush of a chalitza kohen hedut, or a malach kohen gadol, where that is a chiva lav, that you can't compare to mitzvah nedarim, where it's just a positive commandment forbidding them. Maybe over there we would say that would not apply to the females as well as to the males. And therefore he says, since I don't hold of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, therefore I disagree with you. Now, but according to you that you hold a Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, that there is a chol from chivasei, and therefore you wouldn't agree to what I'm selling you from based on logic, because you would disprove it from learning out from Arias, which you can learn out from chol chivasei to say that the defining characteristic is not karis, and therefore must be that something that could be for just a few generations would include a female. That is what he said. Halacha ani omer, I'm telling you a tradition that I had, that nekevas of a mitzri and a daimi are going to be permitted. Similarly, Tanya learned the Braisa Amalem Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said to the Chacham, Halacha ani omer, I'm saying a tradition, and therefore agree to what I'm saying. But V'oid Mikra Misayeni, actually the Pasuk even supports me, because the Pasuk says Banim, which inferences V'loi Banis, that it's only the sons of these people, but not the daughters, and that is the females are permitted Miyad, like the Amoini and Mayavis. Similarly, Tanya learned the Braisa, Banim V'loi Banis to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says it's only the males, not the females. On that, Rabbi Yehuda Hareyu Omer, but the pasuk says, yes, it uses banim, but it says banim asher yivoldu lehem dor shlishi, that the children that will be born for them into the third generation, they'll be permitted. Now, hakasav toloin beledam, the pasuk hinges the permissibility of them marrying to the Jewish people in their birth, which means to say that whoever is born to them, meaning even the females, are only allowed dor shlishi, but not the first two generations, even by the females. Or another interpretation, Rashi, is that since it depends on birth, in other words, that the banim, the sons that are born, are totally in the leida. Now, who gives birth? It's the mother. Now, if the mother is a first generation, so then we say the child, the son, is going to be second generation. Now, if you would say like you, that the mothers are not forbidden, so then what for what purpose did the Torah tell you that the qualification, the status of the son is going to be based on the mother, if she's a first generation or second generation, if the male females are permitted right away? And therefore that's why Rabbi Yehuda argues when he says that the females are going to be forbidden, just as like the males, up until the third generation. Now, on this price, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he says, Ilav the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, hakasav tloim beleida, if not for Rabbi Yehuda having said this drasha, that the pasuk hinges the permissibility based on birth, which essentially means to say that the females of the Egyptians and the Edomites are going to be forbidden also, then lo imotzu yodav v'raglav beis hamedrash. He would not have been able to find himself. He would not have been able to assert a halacha he says elsewhere, because it would have been unfounded based on this halacha. As Gemara explains, because Kimin the Amamara, since Rabbi Yehuda is quoted as saying in Masechtas Kedushin of Ayin Gimel Lamed Aleph, he says, Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal, that a convert is considered from the Kahal of the Jewish people. Now, if it would be that we would say like Rabbi Shimon, that the females of the Mitzvah Nedomis would be permitted right away, so essentially what would that mean? That they would be considered part of the Kahal. That's why they could marry into the Kehillah, the congregation of the Jewish people. Now, what essentially that would mean is that a first or second generation mitzris, female, would be forbidden to a first or second generation mitzri. Now, if that would be the case, if Gemara continues at the top of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, mitzri sheini b'mayitar, how would you ever be able to have a second generation Egyptian to become purified, meaning to be able to assimilate into the Jewish people, to make a der shlishi? Who is he marrying? He can't marry anyone. Because the only one that's somewhat, that's on the borderline that you would say would be permitted would be Gerim. But he can't marry Gerim even from his own nation, because Gerim, the females, are permitted right away, even the Mitzvah Nadoimi. And if he's marrying a Mamzer, so that's not going to help either, because then the child will be a Mamzer. So how would he ever be able to have a Derech Shlishi permitted? Now, and therefore, he had to say, and that's what, he wouldn't have Yudayim Reglaim, he had to say that, oh, because the Mitzvahs, and the Adoimis are actually not considered Kahal. Up until the third generation, they can marry each other, and that's how they make a permitted child. Now, that the Gemara asks, how do you know? Dilmati Aviv and Nasav. Maybe the Pasuk's talking about that he violated the Isser, and he married a Bas Yisrael or Geyaris, and that's how you'll have a third generation. How do you know that the wives are forbidden also up until the third generation? But the Gemara says, no, because the E... because something that's if, meaning that comes through sin, like Siv Kra. The Pasuk doesn't mention a Pasuk to tell an Bonamashi Yevoldu that it's only through sin, because it's not common to have a third generation Mitzri, to have someone that's sinning, and therefore must be that it's not a sin, it's permitted, and that's how they have it, because the wives, the females, are actually not considered part of the Kehillah, and the Mitzris are permitted. But I think Gemara asked, how do you say that? Hari Mamzer D'i, the whole concept of a Mamzer is a D'i, and that is because he only became a Mamzer through a sin where his father had cohabited with someone that was punishable by the punishment of Kares, and yet the Pasuk mentions him, it says Lo Yovim Mamzer, even though it's not common, still the Pasuk had to mention it, if it ever happens, that he can't assimilate into the Jewish people, so therefore, how do you know that the Mitzvah Shlishi wasn't also a case of D'i? I think Mar says, no, de'ili isura kasab. We only mention a de'i if something happens to tell us a prohibition, that if you create a child of mamzer, you can't marry into the Jewish people. But de'ili hatera, a de'i of permissibility, for example, of a shlishi yavai, that the third generation could marry in, like kasab, the pasuk is not going to be mentioning and writing it a heter for something that's lo yishrich, that's not common. But on that, the Gemara asks, but harim mamzer grishasab, we have the halacha of someone remarrying the woman that he divorced after she had already married someone else in the interim, where there's an if of permissibility, and yet the Torah writes it, as the Pasuk says in the Baruch Chav Dalet, says, Kiso Evehi, because she, the Mavzeh Grishasa, is an abomination, which the Gemara darshans in Kedushin, that he toyeva, she's an abomination, but her children are not an abomination, they're not forbidden, so therefore we see that the Torah is telling us a permissibility of D'i, when someone violates an Isra of taking back his divorcee. The Gemara says, no, that's not a riot, because Hasam Mishum Ik Isur Huda Chasvei. There, the primary reason for the Pasuk was to tell us that he toyeva, that she's an abomination, that she becomes pasul when she then remarries her previous husband. However, incidentally, parenthetically, then we darshan that he toyeva be'en b'ne'a to'evin, and therefore that's why the Torah writes it, but the Torah wouldn't tell you a halacha of D'i, and that's why we said that Rabbi Huda l'shitasai had to say that the mitzris is going to be, and the daimus is going to be forbidden up until the third generation, because if not, then they would be considered part of the kehillah. And they would be considered part of the kehillah, on that, as Rabbi Huda's opinion is mentioned elsewhere, that kahal gerim ikri kal, So then they would never be able to marry anybody, as we said, because the Torah is not going to mention, and therefore the only way that you could have Derech Shlishi is if the females are also forbidden, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasai, where as Rabbi Yochanan said, that he had to, based on his opinion elsewhere, to say that the Nekevis are forbidden, just like the males, the Zecharim, up until Derech Shlishi.